Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. This is Tony Green, the Psychic Medium. That totally threw me off. Normally I wait until that little thing goes, and then sometimes I wish there was editing, but the show is live and I can't get a do-over on that. All right. So let's get started. We are going to do another show, obviously, the Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. Central show. I also do Monday at noon Central. I will tell you now, I will be taking callers. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. Or if you're on YouTube, you can post your question in the chat, and I'll be happy to answer it. Hey there, everybody. So typically at the beginning of the show, I do a few announcements. I do the names, I do the channeling, and or songs. So I'm going to start right away tonight with names, because that's what they are wanting me to do. But before I do that, I'm going to tell you, in my TikToks, or in my, I record them on TikTok, and then I put them every place else that I can remember to. A lot of messages have been coming through, and I try to keep them all at 60 seconds. So whatever I can get in that 60 seconds, I definitely do. So, but they've been, some of them have been channeled messages. Some of them have been messages from loved ones with specific names in them. So if you are interested, and obviously the clearings and healings, if you're interested in any of that, you can go to TikTok. They're on YouTube Shorts, and I do put them on Facebook, but Facebook only keeps them up for a little bit of time. So TikTok or YouTube are the best places for that. Let's see, names. Okay, the first name. Okay, we're going to start with names. This could be your name, their name, or somebody you know, like a family member's name. Jules. Or Jillian. It's Jules, Jillian. Those are all coming through at once. Those could be three different people or one person. Jeffrey, Monaco. Yep, no, not Monica, Monaco. Bills. And they're making sure I say the S at the end of it. They've even spelled it out in front of me, B-I-L-L-S. So whatever that is. The next one is Maria. The next one is Janine. Amber. And Felicia. Or Felicia. Now I'm going to go to songs. This could be a song you know, a song they know, or a song that answers a question you've been having about life, love, or any area of your life. Okay, the first song is that I think it says, Don't give up on us, baby. We can still come through, or we can still something. Don't give up on us, baby. I don't even know how to sing that song, but that's a song. That song. I don't know if I can get the beat. I can't get the beat to any of them. We'll be dancing in the dark. That song. Oh, my gosh. The next song is... they're just saying Liberace. I was going to ask, is Liberace a musician? And then I said, don't don't let people know you don't know that. When I'm in this state of, like, my logical brain and my air brain are in two different places, things I know normally when I'm here, this part of my brain isn't there. Okay, folks, go easy on me. Liberace. Okay, next, My Pony. Oh, that is my favorite. I'm going to tell you something. That is like one of my favorite songs to dance to. Not so much to sing. Not so much a thing. I don't care if I can't move like I used to be able to move. That song comes on. That's it. I love that song. Anybody else? Song comes on and we are, yeah. Okay, next. Give a little bit of your love to me. That song. And then the next song is Live and Let Die. No. Okay, I just felt like Live and Let Die wouldn't be enough to let you know what song it was. Okay, I'm going to do just one or two more songs. I don't know if this is a song. They just keep going, I do not know if that's a song, but they have made a song into it. They have made it into a song. They've made a song out of it. Whatever. Okay, and then the next song is Call me. I can hear it. Call me anytime, or call me anytime. Call me. That song. Okay, if that little bit of horrific singing I gave you, if you know it, it's for you. If you picked up on it, it's for you. Okay, I'm going to go straight to callers. When I say your area code, please have one question, or a connection. That's what I do. Been doing it for years. A question, a very specific question, or a connection to a loved one. If you want to connect with a loved one, I just need their first name and their relationship to you. And then if you have a specific question, give me the specific question for your loved one. Otherwise, whatever comes through. And you know what? Sometimes you guys, when I'm doing the show and I'm like, I try not to look into the camera, but if I'm looking into the camera and you think I'm doing like some kind of look on my face, I'm actually just focusing in on what people are saying. I'm focusing in on the energy and getting in there. And it might look like something, I don't know, it probably does, but that's just me. It's just me trying to focus, which it might explain why I was always getting in trouble in school, because I have not such a good focusing pace. That just occurred to me, by the way. That just like occurred to me. And I will be going between callers on the call line, which is 845-277-9131, and questions in the chat. Okay. I think we're good. I think I did almost everything I'm supposed to do. Here we go. 760, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My name's Lori. I'm calling from California.
Hey, Lori, how can I help you today?
Well, I had four little kittens that I know it's a silly, well, it's not silly, it's bothering me. Four kittens, I surrendered them to the pound, and they were you know, when I took them in, they were healthy, running around, playing, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I called a follow-up, and they told me that they were sick and they euthanized them. Can you pick up anything you could see on that?
I'm not sure. Do you want me to confirm that that's true, that they were sick, or do you, what, I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing here.
Well, anything you could pick up on it, I guess. I kind of don't want to believe I'm in denial.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, so I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes when pets are born, at first they can, you know, just like people, they can seem very healthy. But I do feel like these kittens actually did get, there was something carried through is what I'm getting. There was something carried through. And even if they had, they'd been adopted, they would not have, if you, five different sentences want to come out of my mouth at once. It's good that you surrendered them, because it would have been horrific if you would have had to go through that process with them. But yeah, I think that was irreversible.
Okay. But they really weren't sick, and they I think they did it because I really didn't offer any money because I don't have it. I think that's what happened.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say, and just please don't hang up until, because I'm going to mute you for a second. There's some squeaking in the background that I'm hearing. To me personally, I would rather feel like they were sick, they got sick, and that's why they were euthanized then. They got euthanized because I didn't have money. And I don't believe that anybody who works at any sort of humane society or shelter, I don't believe that they would take kittens that are just that new and do that. But aside from that, I know it's really difficult to understand that one day, seemingly, they can be healthy and the next day they cannot. But for what it's worth, if you want to believe me or you don't want to believe me, that's up to you. I don't get anything. I don't get prizes if you believe me or not. Same amount of money off of you either way, zero. I'm getting, yes, they did get sick. And let me put it to you this way. Sick doesn't always mean all of a sudden their bodies went limp and they were behaving in a sickly way. Sick can mean they ran blood tests and other tests, fecal tests on them, and found something, again, that was irreversible, that maybe they were still just as funky the next day. But when you take pets in, they do a lot of tests on them, because if they are going to adopt them out, they need to make sure they are adopting out animals that will not get people sick also. And that would probably be something that came back in the blood work. That's what I'm getting. Again, whatever is most comfortable for you to believe, you, it's your world, you believe that. Okay, love, I don't want to, I'm not here to change anything. I can just give you the answer I'm getting. I hope that was helpful, and I'm really sorry that that did happen. Tanya has a question. Do you see me leaving my marriage? You guys are not going to give me a break today, are you? Oh, Tanya, you get one question, so decide. Do you see me leaving my marriage or connect with my mother-in-law? Which one? Which one do you want me to do? I Okay, Tanya, I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody. I'm not the boss of anyone. I'm not even the boss of myself. I'm going to take that off the screen. If I would have known that's what it said, I don't know that I would put it up. So you want to see if I can connect with your mother-in-law, Nora. Do you have a specific question for Nora? Please don't. She's your mother-in-law. Please don't let it be something about why is my husband so and so and such and such. Why is seriously, do you have a specific question or just anything you want me to, anything at all, whatever comes through from Nora? And was Nora at one time, did she have darker hair? I'm not talking black, just darker, because that's, I'm seeing a woman here with darker hair. It was shorter at one point, and it glasses on and off, and colored lips, colored lipstick. She wore lipstick. Okay. Okay. How did she pass? Yes, she did. Okay, so this, we have your mother-in-law. Okay. So how did she pass? I'll see if I can get that. Sometimes I can't. How long? No, Tanya, can you tell me how long ago she passed? What did you pass from? I'm going to tell you the first thing I hear is heart. Now, I am going to say this for you and everybody else listening. Sometimes when they say heart, you can literally get because you're because of your heart. I hear heart. I hear you know, I'm not saying this is her, but I am going to say this. Oh, sorry, everybody. I am going to say this. She is having the she's okay. She's singing a song. She's bringing a song through. Had the time of my life, and I'd do it all again. The next part of that song, that beat kicks in, and yet you just want to go, like you were all in like a 60s or an, I don't know when that song came out. I have no idea. I hear heart, heart, heart. I hear heart, and I hear a second thing. And I don't know if this is her or somebody else, but I also hear stroke. Now, what I'm going to say is many times the heart can be many, many different things, including the second thing I heard. She did have to have a transplant a long time ago. Yeah, okay. So even that, okay, so that would be the confirmation that I need to know. She's giving me the right answer. So I'm going to go with that. And I'm hearing, so I'm going to tell you the next thing I'm hearing, Tanya, is valve failure. I don't think there, like it, I just see like a valve like failing, like it's just failing. And it would have been on this side and it would have been a lower valve. And that's what I have for you. I hope that was helpful. And are you going to leave your marriage? That's going to be completely up to you. And the question for you is how much more can you take or how much longer can you take it? That's what I'm getting for those two. I'm going to go to the next caller. And the next caller at 610-610, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Actually, my name is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Sonia, how can I help you today?
Yeah, actually, I have spoken to you, it was maybe 3 weeks ago. And you probably don't remember. We talked to so many people. And by the way, I want to give you an E for sing.
Okay, sorry.
So you're getting a grade of E for singing.
Oh, yeah.
For your singing.
No, please don't even give me that much. I should get a grade of F, like a fail.
No,
for
no, because you know the words. You know the words, and that's more than, like, I love to sing karaoke, and then people go up there, and you wouldn't even believe, they go making up words, you know, that has nothing to do with the song. So.
It's okay, as long as people are enjoying themselves. Okay, so love, what's your question or your connection, love?
Okay, so my question was that at the time, you had advised me to, my partner of 8 years, right, she cheated on me, and then she moved out, I think it was the second week in December, but she still had stuff here, because she always kept saying she was going to come back, whatever, but I just had less and less communication with her, and then I mentioned to you that I was got tired of seeing stuff she had laying around, because I was in the process of fixing the house and, you know, getting it ready to sell it, because I wanted to move down to Florida. So I sent her the email, right, after I got the place. I never asked her anything, and you had advised me to whatever I do, put it in storage, make sure it's for 1 month and 1 month only. So I sent her an email with everything. She didn't respond, right? So then I sent her a text at her number, but then I sent her like another text, because I didn't know she switched numbers or whatever, and I just say, hi, it's me, check your email, and she's like, okay, and she says, oh, I just read the email, I don't know what to say, I hope we could talk, be friends, maybe work things at some time, I don't know, but I guess you just want me to leave you alone, I'll take care of sorry you had to schlep my stuff, need to figure out dates. So I only give her a few dates. I give her 4 Saturdays in a month. Anyway, she agreed on April 6th, and I sign in the morning, and she signed in the afternoon, and that stuff is out of my name now.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, I says,
okay.
I don't want any, huh?
Excellent. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I told her, I don't want any money back, you know, just whatever. But she was shocked. Like, she took me to, you know what I mean? Because I didn't ask her if I could do it. I just did it and told her what I did and what her option was.
Yeah, and you know what, the fact that she was shocked tells you her arrogance. Because that's arrogance, to think that, you know, you would just, you know, so go ahead.
Yeah, do you think she's, I mean, I'm already going to, the house is going to be listed sometime in June, July. I already have a realtor and everything. Do you think she's going to try to reach back out to me? Is she even going to find out the house is listed? Because I'm not going to put a sign up front. It's just going to be, you know, with MLS. Do you think she'll want to reach out again, or she'll find out it's listed?
No, okay, so what I'm getting, and I'm going to, she could change her mind. I do feel like she could be, I hear the word creeping, meaning spying or watching. Will she reach out again? That's up in the air still if she's going to reach out. Don't, you're right not to do the sign. Even here's the thing, if she has, and this is just a personal, like, you get to do you and what's most comfortable for you. You could, at this point, there's no more businesses, no more business between the two of you. Everything is done. She has her stuff. She moved on. You're moving on. You could, like, block everything the best you can. And then just if something does come through, just don't respond. Remember, you don't owe anything in this case. And then the next thing I'm hearing is if she does find out and reach out to you. Okay, yeah, she might. I would say don't let her know what your plans are, any of them, and don't tell anyone who might tell her.
Okay.
Because one of the things I hear is this, oh, but if we start over someplace new, it'll be brand new for both of us and it will be better.
Oh,
it's
no. She's not coming to Florida with me.
Yeah, thank goodness. But I feel like you're doing really good. I feel like you have a really good head on your shoulders. I feel like you're really at a good, solid place right now. And sometimes when we think about people who have hurt us, we think they're going to come back, or we have communication of any kind if we anymore, because
right. The
last we have with them is of being hurt. So it takes us back to that hurt place again, like, ugh.
Right.
Like,
no, I really could care any less.
Put in me or what? So just block
right.
it and
no.
don't worry about it. Okay, love?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, like I said, I'm excited for the next chapter. I mean, of course, the house has to sell. And, you know, I need to find a place to live in Florida. Do you see things going well for me? Like, because it's, you know, I've been looking at an apartment and stuff. I want something close to my family. But I don't want, like, these big units with tons of people there. I would like something more on a smaller side. And something temporary,
yeah.
Because my ultimate goal is to buy my house again. You know what I mean? I like having my own place, my own home. So how do you see the apartment thing or the place to live for me going well for me?
Okay, so here's what I would tell you. I'm going to mute you, but stay on. I'm going to finish answering your question, though. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Go and look on maybe Zillow or some other find in houses, single family and like a duplex or a side-by-side in Florida. I was on there looking this week, and the number of foreclosures and the number of house auctions are kind of crazy. I wouldn't depend on a house auction. Most of those are bought by the bank for the price or less than the price of the auction in Florida. But the foreclosures or the just for sale, if you have family there and they're handy, you might find something quite remarkable there. And thank you so much for calling back and giving the update. I'm so happy for how everything is going with you. I'm going to go to the next question on the YouTube chat, which is, could I find out if my granddaughter is going to live with her parents or my husband and I? Thank you. Linda. I don't know where this is right now. She's going to end up with you. She's going to end up with you, and she's going to end up there very long-term. Permanently. I don't know permanently. I see some back and forth. But I see more with you. And part of the reason being is, believe it or not, the school districts, schools, safety, neighborhood, the safety, okay, the safety of the neighborhood and schooling are two of the justifiable reasons, and I will be the parents actually saying, yeah, the schools are better, so maybe, you know, this at least during the week. But I feel like your granddaughter is going to be with you. I don't know if it's going to be permanently. I don't feel like it'll be permanently. I just feel like it's a long road for them to get their, like, poop in a group. And I do feel like there's just, when I tap into the energy of her parents, I just get, like, kind of like this dramatic energy. And, yeah, so love, I hope that's helpful. Please let me know that that's helpful. I really do hope that's very, very helpful for you, okay? If you have a question you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. And if you're watching on YouTube Live, if you're watching any place or listening any place, if you pop over to YouTube Live, you'll be able to ask a question in the comments. So I'm going back and forth. Did I do this? I don't know if I did 6, 7, 8. I feel like I didn't. Let's find out. 6, 7, 8, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sonia. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey there. How can I help you?
I would just like a general reading.
Okay, so for the time frame of the show, give me an area of your life at least, love.
My love life.
Okay. Okay, so tell me, I ask questions, I get answers, I confirm them with you just to make sure. Is there someone in your life right now? Do you have a partner right now?
No. It's been about 3 or 4 weeks since I seen my ex-husband, but no, I just been talking to guys, different people on the phone or whatever.
Okay. I just kept hearing it's complicated. It's complicated. So here's what I'm going to tell you. You have the opportunity right now. It's up to you what direction you go. There's 3 roads in front of you, okay? 3 roads. One is one of those roads is going back to what you just got out of. The next road, which is going for somebody, going for somebody who would be similar to what you just got out of, nothing serious, just there. You know that song, I Need a Roundaway Girl? They're saying a roundaway boy. It would be a roundaway boy. I'm not really sure. You know, I just keep hearing they're for the streets, they're for the streets. So the people you're talking to, Mike-Jen, however, back up off all of that, wipe your hands clean of it, make yourself a list of what you really, really want. And then in 2 months, don't mess with the mess, right? Don't mess with any of this mess. And in 2 months of really focusing on what you want and where you want to be, you're going to meet, you have the potential to meet a really good man. Somebody who is living a different type of life. And that could just mean, it doesn't necessarily mean, it means in how they treat people. He's living a different type of life in the level of respect he has for women. I see him being very, very respectful of you and people in general, but he commands the same respect. Fact. This person doesn't play around when it comes to certain things, especially if he's involved with a woman. He's going to be very exact on what he expects and what he wants, and that might take you off guard in the beginning, but he is a good man. He's a very good man. He's, if it's okay for me to say so, he's a very, a God-fearing man. It doesn't mean he's a super-duper religious person, meaning he believes in God, but he might not be pushing Proverbs down your throat, so to say. I hope that's not offensive. I'm just channeling here, folks. Go easy on me. In 2 months, if you just sit back and say, okay, time for me to get really serious and to know, this is the biggest thing. If you could have, and this is for all of us, if you could have anything you want in a man, make that list. Don't make the list according to what you think is available or what you think is possible or based on just what you see out here in these streets, because these streets be having wild animals in them, and our man is not in this street. Our man is in a home, and he's at work, okay? Our man is not in the street, so don't compare him to the streets, okay? Okay, okay. So make that list and go from there, because what we put out, what we think is possible, is what gets brought back to us. Okay, love?
Thank you.
Excellent. You're welcome. I hope that was helpful, sweetie. I really do hope that was helpful.
It was. It really was.
Good. Thank you so, so much. Thank you so, so much. And your Nana says hi, just on that note, okay? Your Nana says
okay.
Hi. Okay, you take care, my love.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome, and thank you so much for calling in. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. Going to the next question in the chat is, I believe, Cisco. Cisco wants to know, is there a spiritual message for me I need to know? Cisco, do you want this in a certain area of your life? Usually I have, so for those of you who are new, if you want to connect with a loved one, I just need their first, a loved one on the other side, I need their first name and their relationship to you and any question you have for them. But if you're asking just a question, if you have a very specific area or a specific question, it lets me get you what you need a little bit faster. Okay, so Cisco, you want to know if there's a spiritual message. All the messages, the first thing they're saying is all the messages are spiritual because they all come from spirit. Okay. Cisco, you are supposed to, I'm hearing a song. It's like you're supposed to stand up and speak. Like speak your truth, stand up and speak your truth. Be brave in the arena, if you will, is what I'm hearing. Don't fall back. Don't fall back onto what isn't working. Now, Cisco, you are going to know better than anybody else what that means. So that would be the message that I'm getting for you, to speak your truth. And if this is, so I scrolled down and I thought it was about your love life. I'm going to tell you this. If this message probably does pertain to your love life, it means either speak your truth in what you're in or speak your truth in what you want, speak your truth in what you want. Just speak your truth in what you want. And here's what I'm going to say for what it's worth. Everybody, you know, gets a shot being hurt in love. Most people do. Even if you're in a long-term relationship, things happen that are unpleasant and, you know, we're doing the best we can to do the best we can in relationships. And most women can still, after being either betrayed or hurt or whatever, still, once they're with a man, they meet a man or a new partner, they get into that relationship and they can still end up being vulnerable. Not in a way that is negative, but being vulnerable and open to that love that the person gives to them. It might take a moment to get them to that point of trust, but they will eventually be vulnerable, where sometimes with men, they will never let that guard down again, but they expect a woman to jump through everything and prove themselves while they're, you know, still guarded and the woman's vulnerable and she's jumping hoops and doing all of this. So, and they're not telling the woman, they're not expressing, they're not letting themselves be vulnerable. And I think Cisco, there's your that is, if that makes sense. God, I hope that makes sense for you, Cisco, because that is what I have for you. I hope that makes sense for you, Cisco. Linda, did I miss you? Okay, I'm going to, no, I didn't. Okay, I'm going to go, did I do 850, everybody? We're about to find out if I did 850. Thank you for the question, Cisco. I'm going to go to, every time I think, I'm doing the show and I think, oh my God, I'm making such good time. And then I look at the time and I'm like, oh my God, I don't have that much time left over. Don't go anywhere, folks. I'm going to get through as many people as I can. 850. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Darlene, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, Darlene, how can I help you?
Well, I went through a breakup, and so things are just really fresh and new, and I've been really kind of down and out and feeling really blah, and it's like you almost don't know what to do next, you know, and what's to come next, and you know, what's going to be down the road, you know, all the questions that run through your head. But there is one thing that I'm kind of worried about is my finances. I think most people do when they separate. Where I live at, the owner let me do a run and drop off some parts and then pick them up, and I made a little extra money. So I'm hoping and praying that maybe he can do that once a month. Do you see him helping me out, trying to make a little bit of extra money on the side?
Yes. Okay, so a couple of things. I'm sorry for what you're going through. Anybody going through hurt, pain, suffering, let's clear, heal, release all the hurt, pain, and suffering. You guys, if you're new, I feel these. When I'm doing these clearings, I feel it coming up and out, and it does affect me, as you can tell. You may feel it. You may not. If you don't feel it, it doesn't mean it's not working, and you can come back to this show or any. I think Monday's show was just full of clearings. But let's all hurt, pain, suffering, let's heal, clear, release that, no matter what it's from. And we have layers of that, so let's pull it, you know, as many layers as we can at once. Okay, yes, I do feel like your landlord will be helpful. I also feel like you have to get up, stand up, get out, go get out of your comfort zone and do new things. I feel like you can reach out to one, maybe two other people that might have you do a little of this or that to help you out also, and to help you to not only make it but get a little bit ahead of the game. I do feel like there are going to be more resources coming in, but again, you have to get up and get out of your comfort zone and find that, okay? The next thing is that you are going to be meeting somebody new, and I feel like this someone new is coming in June. Between now and June, get yourself so solid that you don't need somebody that if they come in, it's a benefit, and don't let them jack up. That's the words I'm hearing. I'm sorry.
Don't let them what?
Move in with you, shack up. Don't let them shack up. Don't let them move in with you for like a good bit of time. I was going to say 3 to 6 months, but I'm getting but it would take longer than that for me to let somebody, it's whatever. But don't let somebody, when you meet someone, don't let them move in so quick. Make sure you know them really good. This is a brand new person. You do not know them from the past, okay? Don't, it's not anyone coming from the past. If you just hold on, somebody brand spanking new will come in, okay?
Okay. Well, how am I going to meet them?
Well, you know what? That's another call. I already answered two questions for you, and I try to keep it within that limit. And thank you so much for calling in. I'm really grateful for that. But like they said, get up, get out of your comfort zone, reach out, see who else you can do things for, and financially you'll be good. And then maybe you meet somebody that way. I don't know. But it's not until June, because you have to get yourself solid before you can get to this new person. But I'll be back Monday. So if you want to call in and ask how you're going to meet your new person on Monday, I would love to answer that for you. And I know, you guys, I know, especially when you're on the phone and I answer one question, it does lead to another question and another question and another question. And that's why I do private sessions, or you can, you know, do many, many, many sessions. I mean, many questions on the calls, just not all in one day. Okay? Okay. Hey, Amy. Amy, how are you? How are you, Amy? Thanks for being here tonight, helping out. Okay. I'm trying to say the next name, Dakleta. Greetings, everyone. Great. Love is truly transformative. It is. Okay, I thought there was a question. Maybe not. Okay. Let's go to the next caller. If I missed your question in the chat, please repost it, and I'll get to it as soon as I can. I'm going to go to 312. 312, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, love. My name is Marquis. I called you once before, and I'm calling from Chicago. So thank you for taking my call tonight. I'm so grateful. I have a career question. So I've been doing lots of interviews, but I'm wondering, when will one of these interviews lead to an offer? It's so many things going on at once. And I'm ready for this chapter to be closed so I can move on to something else. So that's my question.
So you have a very strong and powerful person guide, because I want to, like, stand up and, like, I just need straight and be, like, thundering my voice right now. And the first thing I hear is tomorrow, whoever this is, you have a very powerful force with you, a good force, a force for good.
Of course.
Of course.
Thank God.
Yes, I hear tomorrow, and what I'm hearing is the journey may have been long, but it will be worth it, because we can't have just any old thing going on here.
Exactly. I agree.
And here's what happened. When we asked for the next guy to be the guy, the ever after guy, and when we asked for the job to be A, B, and C, it might take a minute to get A, B, and C, but they're bringing it, right? They're bringing it.
Okay.
So I hear tomorrow might mean a couple of different things. I'm going to do the rundown. Either you find the job tomorrow, from the job tomorrow, or something's going to come through tomorrow. And when they say tomorrow, it doesn't mean exactly tomorrow. It means it's really close. It's like bumping you already. They're showing you like four cars touching. I do feel like it is a high-level position, and you will be very happy with it. I do feel like your expectations are in line. However, don't let go in humble, but the way I need to say this is, even though it's a higher, it's a good position, it's a high level position, the way they're saying it, it's a position you'll really love. But you know sometimes how we can get our girl on just a little too much? I don't know. I think you know what that means. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had me say it to you. But you know how we keep walking in like, I got this. I know it's mine.
Right.
I got my Like whatever that is for you, like that there's a difference between confidence and cocky. There's a difference between confidence and arrogance. And they're saying have that confidence with humility. Walk in like that, and they are going to be so happy for that.
Okay.
And when you get this, don't have really super high expectations that everything is going to be laid out, because it is going to be a little, you know, usually when companies are hiring, it means they just broke up. They had to let someone go. So just keep that in mind. I feel like, you know, it's what it is. But you're going to handle it well, because you have very powerful energy with you. And tomorrow, so get on tomorrow and just watch your email, check your junk mail, all the things, okay?
I will. Thank you so much for your time.
Marquis, what type of work are you looking for?
Well, I'm in the creative field. I have an MBA in marketing, and so it would be marketing and communications. But I love to be of service, so I've applied to a lot of sort of non-for-profit or social enterprise / leadership positions.
Okay.
So I hope one of those comes through.
And this is what I was just going to say, two things. Number one, here's one thing that I'm getting, two things, okay? And this is a little bit longer than I would have typically, but I don't care. First, the nonprofit.
Okay.
Nonprofit thing's huge. Stick with that. You're going to find something with them. That's a strong field, but there are other fields also. And then the next thing is, you were going to start your own company and do contract work or, you know, piece. Start that now and do it even part-time, kind of. I feel like you may even have opportunity to get a contract with a company. It might not be, but then you can get another and another and another and another.
Right.
And I feel like there's
That's the goal. That's the goal.
Yeah. So if that's the goal, I just hear that song, "What are you waiting for?" I can't sing it. We all know. Okay. But that's the song I hear. So start, maybe that's what they mean by tomorrow. Start that now.
Okay.
Start it now.
Okay.
Like because you will get those things, and you can market yourself in three ways: a small business pro, like you're the small business. Like, what's that word for the best for small business and the best for big business? So market yourself in those two ways, and then helping them, especially with creative ventures, and you're going to be amazed at what comes back to you, okay? Just get your pricing together and make a run for it, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for calling in. I'm so grateful I could help you this evening. And call back whenever you need, okay, love?
I will. God bless.
God bless, love. Okie dokie. Amy May, happy birthday. We need to do a birthday dinner for you now. We definitely need to do a birthday dinner, 100%. 100%. Hi, everybody. It's Amy May's. It was Amy May's birthday. So happy birthday, Amy May. I am going to go to, I believe it's 780's next. 780, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony, it's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Jay. My pleasure. How have you been?
Been pretty good. I was going to call you about a month ago. I had my birthday on the same day as a Monday, so I was going like, I can't make it, you know, to the Monday show, but Wednesday's, it's trying to get home in time, so for sure, but thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, absolutely. How can I help you today?
Sure. Basically, I wanted to talk about maybe my loved one, maybe my mom knew me for any special birthday message that I had about a month ago, which is about a month ago today, actually. So just wondered about that. Thank you.
Okay, Jay, I hear relocation. Have you been thinking about relocating?
Not really, but I know it was in the plans. I'm not sure, but okay.
Sometimes messages are predictions that are coming in. Remember, you have free will, free choice. You can decide when the time comes. If this comes up, one of the biggest things I'm hearing for you is that there may be a relocation in your future. I feel like something might happen, or you might hear about something in approximately a month, and then within or around the six-month mark, something else might come in that might help you decide if there's a relocation coming in. A happy birthday, of course, and then she's saying she loves you, she loves you, she loves you, and she wants you to know, she's singing that song, "You Are Always on My Mind." You are always on my mind, meaning she's always with you, like there's that connection there. And, Jay, I hope that was very, very helpful for you. I really hope that that was very helpful for you.
Yeah, it was. And just relocation. I don't know about that because it's a very expensive move right now, you know, doing anything like that. So.
Well, here's what I'm gonna just keep listening to the show, Jay. Here's what I'm going to say. Sometimes a relocation is a good thing. Sometimes we hear about something. I'm going to give you a couple of four examples. Maybe you hear about somebody who says, "Hey, I have this place, and do you know anybody?" Or you meet somebody and you end up relocating that way. It's not always a negative thing. Remember, just because the idea comes for relocation doesn't mean you're going to take it, okay? They're just letting you know something might come in and it might be about a relocation, and that would be something that you have the choice to do or not do when the time comes. Okay, sweetie? I hope that was very, very helpful for you. Amy had her birthday this past Monday, and she wants to know, does my mom want to share anything with me? The first thing... Amy, she's saying that she, there's so many things, now that I heard the 90-second thing, I'm like freaking out and wasting time doing this. So the biggest thing is tell her I love her, tell her there's something big coming in for her. Now, when they say something big, it could be a dream, it could be an epiphany, it could be something spiritual, not necessarily something physical. Wants you to know that she's been sleeping with you. And then the song, whose bed have your boots been under? That song, okay, is coming through for you. And that's when she was saying that she also sleeps with you. Okay, that's it. I'm trying to go very quickly here. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for joining me here this evening. I'm so grateful that each and every one of you were here. I will be back Monday at noon, but I'm going to really, really try to do more shows this weekend, so hopefully I'll be able to see you then. Until the next show, please remember, I love you, and just live your life and enjoy it. Just live your life.